From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Authorities in Turkey have detained four men after they were found to have large quantities of a radioactive nuclear element in their car. The element's known as californium. It's believed to be produced only in the U.S. and Russia. It's used in nuclear reactors, portable metal detectors, and in medicine to treat some forms of cancer. Californium was found when a car was searched in a suburb of Ankara on Monday during an anti-smuggling operation. Police said the four were part of a criminal gang that intended to sell the rare material on the black market for more than $70 million. The human rights chief chastised the Syrian government Monday for its role in starting the conflict in its country and criticized the Security Council for not being more decisive in ending the suffering. He was almost prevented from delivering his public briefing as Russia moved, with support from some of its allies on the council, to block his speech, arguing that human rights is not a subject on the council's agenda. The Russian delegation won a procedural vote to cancel the meeting, but council members who called the briefing quickly regrouped, moved it outside the council chamber to a UN conference room, and held it in an informal but public setting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called the U.S. ambassador to Israel a son of a dog during a scathing attack on President Trump's policies. The Palestinian leader accused Ambassador David Friedman of defending Israeli settlers in the West Bank by saying they were building on their land. Friedman is a long-standing supporter of settlement building in the occupied West Bank. This is VOA News. Governments need to rely more on green water management to ensure a healthy planet and meet the needs of a fast-growing global population. That's one of the messages in a new study by the UN's cultural and scientific organization, UNESCO, launched at a World Water Conference in Brazil on Monday. The study considers the many benefits of natural water infrastructure like wetlands, urban gardens, and sustainable farming practices.
Population growth, changing consumption patterns, and development are taking their toll on the world's water supplies. Water demand is increasing by about 1% a year, even as climate change, pollution, and erosion threaten its quality and availability. But until now, most countries have relied on traditional man-made water management systems such as reservoirs, irrigation canals, and water treatment plants. A new UNESCO report finds that very little investment has gone into greener water management options despite their many benefits. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Major U.S. and European stock indices were sharply lower on Monday's trading over continuing fears of a trade war, Brexit, an upcoming U.S. Federal Reserve meeting, and trouble with Facebook. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index were both down nearly 1.5%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ was off more than 2%. The price of Facebook shares plummeted 7% on Monday. A self-driving car has hit and killed a woman in the southwestern United States in what is believed to be the first fatal pedestrian crash involving the new technology. Police said a self-driving sport utility vehicle owned by the ride-sharing company Uber struck a woman walking outside of a crosswalk in a Phoenix suburb. They say the episode happened overnight Sunday to Monday, and the woman later died from her injuries in a hospital. The vehicle was in autonomous mode, but had an operator behind the wheel when the accident happened. Uber said it had suspended its autonomous vehicle program across the United States and Canada following the accident. And President Trump unveiled his plan to combat the nation's opioid addiction crisis on Monday. In a speech, he said, "If we don't get tough on the drug dealers, we are wasting our time." And that toughness, he said, includes the death penalty. The audience responded with an applause. The president said under the current law, a dealer could sell a drug that could kill thousands during their lifetime, but only receive a short prison sentence. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories at voanews.com. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.